You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, there are proposals to allow truckers to drive longer with less rest time. We'll find out how sleep deprivation affects our driving abilities. First, summer is officially here, and that means it's also picnic season. When you're doing it right, picnics are a great way to share food and spend time outside, but they can also have their own challenges, like keeping food fresh and keeping bugs and critters away. Case in point.
I want to speak to you, Yogi.
It's always a pleasure to bandy words with you, sir.
Yogi, I know you just had a picnic basket. Where is it?
Careful, sir. If you can't prove that, I could sue you for slander.
Yogi Bear was always a big fan of picnics, whether he packed them himself or picked them up along the way. James Shend is the deputy editor of Taste of Home magazines, and he has some great ideas for making our picnics as good as possible. James, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
I think a lot of times the idea of a picnic is great, but then when we actually start to put it together, there's a lot more work than we might have thought about. Are there any ways to make them easier?
Oh, there's a lot of ways. The first part is just planning, just knowing what you're going to do, what you're going to bring, and then start doing a little bit of editing before you even start to pack things. It's like, do I really need that? Do I need to haul that out there? And I'm like, maybe not. And so it's just a matter of putting things together and figuring out what you're going to need before you even head out.
It sounds like kind of packing a suitcase, put everything out that you think you want, and then start editing.
Right. It's like when you go on vacation, it's like, all right, you don't really need 12 shirts. Okay, maybe 10 will work.
Right. So there are some essentials that every picnic basket or pack should include. What are some of those?
Well, for me, the first thing that you always need to do is a way to keep food cold. So just to keep things safe, you should have everything chilled down. So a good cooler is a must. And then keeping enough ice in there to keep the food cold when you're getting it out there and then during your picnic. So a lot of times I'll make sure that I've got a lot of those freezer bags set and ready to go. A lot of times I will use water bottles and freeze the water bottles and stick those in. So then as it starts to thaw out, you actually have the water bottles to drink. So things like that. Another great tip is something that our sister magazine, Family Handyman, did is they did two parts water and two parts rubbing alcohol in a baggie and then froze it. And then so it stays really, really cold, but it's also pliable. So it's bendable and can wrap around things so you don't have to worry about getting all the ice in there.
And then what about things like utensils and things that when you get out to your picnic spot, whether it's, you know, a blanket on a beach or a nice picnic table somewhere that you don't want to get there and think, oh, I can't believe we forgot X.
Right. So, I mean, that's the thing. It's like figure out what you're going to use and plan for it. And so a lot of times when I'm on a picnic, I'll buy a lot of disposable things, but specifically like bamboo products. So I know that it's more ecologically friendly. And if I can just put them in a trash can on my way out, I'm not going to feel guilty about having that plastic spoon in the landfill. Or if you are going to bring silverware, make sure you have bags set and ready for them. You can put them in a Ziploc bag and then put the dirties back in and then bring everything home with you.
That is one of the big tips that I am glad I thought of and almost always remember is, especially if you're eating off of, you know, real plates or things you want to reuse, you have to have something to put them in after you're done with them so they don't get all over everything else in your picnic basket or your backpack.
Right. Yes.
We're talking with James Shend. He is deputy editor of Taste of Homes magazine, and we are talking about how to pack a great picnic. And one of the things that it took me a long time to remember to get, and now I'm so glad that I have it in my, I have one of those nice picnic backpacks that someone gave me as a gift, is the little salt and pepper shakers.
Yes, those are a must. Even if you like season the food well, it's not to everyone's taste. So bring those along. The backpack is a great option. We always envision a beautiful picnic with the wicker basket, but let's all be practical. It's not the most convenient way to transport things, but the backpack is. There's a lot of great ones on the market now, and they hold everything from food to wine, and they keep it chilled.
What are some of the common mistakes people make when trying to pack a good picnic?
First is just they bring too much. It's like narrow your menu down. You only need about three things. So instead of trying to bring a whole bunch of stuff, figure out what you want, like a salad, but not a leafy salad because they tend to wilt. And if you bring a dressing and dress it beforehand, that salad is just going to not be in its best shape by the time you're ready to eat. So something like a macaroni or a potato salad is good, something that can stand up a little bit. And then a protein, I love to bring fried chicken because it doesn't have to be hot. It's great cold and it's great at room temperature. So I'll fry up some chicken and then have it set and ready to go.
And we have a couple of recipes from you. One is your picnic fried chicken that's available at WPR.org/Food Friday. Tell us about what makes that a good recipe for a picnic.
That one is amazing. It is one of our reader favorites. And I think the key to this one is you soak the chicken in buttermilk before you fry it. So you toss the chicken just in plain buttermilk and then let it sit for about an hour or overnight. I like to let it go a little bit longer, and it gives it a nice twang, but it also helps the coating adhere to it. And so it's just that one sharp little bite to it that just makes that chicken even juicier and crisper when you get it out of the fryer.
And that also makes me think that it's good to plan for things that don't have to be an exact temperature. So fried chicken is good hot. It's also good room temperature.
Exactly. And so, I also sent you a watermelon and cucumber salad. Again, it can be cold, it can be room temperature, and it's still going to be amazing. And that one I like for a picnic just because the food safety, I'm not as concerned about it, just because there's nothing that's going to spoil all that fast. So it can take a little bit of heat if you need to. And it's got some balsamic vinegar in there, so it's going to keep the acidity kind of high.
And so mint, nice, which I love because it really gives that fresh, fresh taste to anything.
Well, when this reader sent in the recipe, I'm like, well, that's incredible because I put mint with my watermelon and I put mint with my cucumbers, but I've never thought to put all three together in one. And then she threw balsamic vinegar at it, and I'm like, okay, we got to try this one. And so it is a really good one that's usually on my summer entertaining list.
So you said that really focusing on three things, James, would be a kind of a good good guideline for a picnic. So you talked about something salad-y, and Neil on Facebook said a good potato salad is an absolute must. You mentioned, you know, something that's not going to wilt. So maybe a potato salad, maybe a macaroni salad, maybe that great minty watermelon cucumber salad. So that's one of our three components. What's the next one?
You got to have a dessert. You got to have a dessert. And one of the classic summertime desserts is a strawberry shortcake or just a shortcake. But no one's going to want to haul out a serving dish full of this shortcake and worry about it getting crumbled or destroyed on the way out there. So one of the things that one of our readers has done is put the shortcake in a mason jar, like a half pint canning jar, because she had a lot of them. And she's like, you know what, this is great because then people are eating and you're transporting it back and forth in the same utensil. So it takes up the same amount of space and you're not worried about destroying that thing. And you can make them ahead of time.
And what makes a shortcake a shortcake?
So a lot of times it kind of varies on what you're looking for. I like a true shortcake. So it's where you're cutting the butter or fat or shortening into your flour mixture. And so it ends up being a very short, technical term being short, crumbly, very tender cake. Whereas the difference between that and a traditional cake is the fat and the sugars are creamed together.
And so I'm picturing this in the canning jars. It almost sounds like kind of a parfait with different layers.
Yes, exactly.
And that way, too, it's portioned out already, so you're not worrying about, you know, trying to serve it there in place. Everybody gets their own jar.
Right. You just grab it and go. And what's also nice about it is you can make them up ahead of time, put them in the fridge. They can act as kind of a cooling agent as well. So you're popping everything in your cooler that is cold, and it's going to help keep everything nice and chilled.
And they're pretty as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're picking up our conversation about packing a great summer picnic. James Shend is our guest. He's the deputy editor of Taste of Home magazines. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What are some of the tools you always bring to a picnic? Are there particular kinds of food that have worked better for you than others in the past? And how elaborate are your picnics? What questions do you have about putting together a great outdoor meal? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And James, I wanted to ask that question about elaborate picnics. When I was growing up in the Chicago area, going to Ravinia for music performances was very popular. And there's a huge lawn to have picnics. And some people would have like full scale candelabras on their tables and these huge baskets and actual glassware. And, you know, it was really impressive. And I have always thought I will never be able to live up to that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I mean, I grew up in Kenosha, and my parents would always go down to Ravinia a couple times every summer. And I remember the first time my mom made roasted off a whole beef tenderloin. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, we're going on this picnic. And I'm like, I'm sorry. beef tenderloin. And then she's done it for years and years and years. And so to me, that was always something very, very special. And this is not kind of like your average summer picnic. This is a very special thing to do. And I wholeheartedly agree with it and encourage people to do it. It's like there's nothing better than candlelight, whether it's a candelabra or even just a little votive candle in a holder. And then typically all my picnics have a bottle of champagne as well. So to me, that always elevates it. I just love champagne, and in the hot weather, that just seems to be the perfect beverage.
So do you take actual glassware, or do you go plastic or something else?
Depends on where I'm going and kind of who I'm with. But most of the time, I do bring glass, but it's fairly inexpensive glass. I'm not bringing out the Riedel glass or anything like that. But I don't subscribe to the fact that you need champagne flutes or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just a regular drinking glass is just fine.
I agree. One thing that I didn't used to pack for picnics and now I do, and it really does make a difference, I think, aesthetically and psychologically, is a tablecloth. You know, often it's, you know, we're heading somewhere. Actually, tonight we're going to be having a picnic before a play, and you know, there are picnic tables available, and having that tablecloth really does make a difference.
It does. I mean, anything, those small little touches do elevate things. And so I always try to bring a tablecloth, a blanket if we're sitting on the ground. And especially if we're sitting on the ground, I always try to bring a couple of pillows because it's not the most comfortable setting. And the older I get, the more I appreciate that little touch of comfort.
A little bit of cushion is always good. We're talking with James Shend of Taste of Home magazine about making a great summer picnic. And Mary Lee is on the phone from Stone Lake. Mary Lee, hi.
Hi.
Hi. What would you like to share?
Well, a few years ago, we learned a tip about taking sweet corn to a picnic or any type of family gathering. And you shuck a couple dozen ears of sweet corn and throw it into a cooler. And just cover it with boiling water right up to the top of the corn. It will steam itself down in about 20 minutes, and it stays hot and ready to eat for 2 hours.
Wow, so you take the cooler with the corn, with the boiling water to wherever you're going, and then just fish them out.
You bet.
Wow.
And if you have a wagon or something, and you're taking a picnic to the beach, or you're having a barbecue with, say, smoked meats, and you'd like sweet corn along, it really keeps well.
Wow,
that is a great idea.
That is. James, have you ever heard of that before?
I have not, but it's very close to the way I cook corn on the cob, and I'm like, you know what, that would be perfect. And Mary Lee brings up a great option for you. It's like we always call them coolers, but the opposite works just as well. They keep things hot. So if you have foods that you want to keep hot, throw them in your cooler, and they're going to stay hot. It's basically just an insulated box, so it'll do whatever's in there.
I thought you were going to say that she had a great idea in having the wagon, because a cooler full of corn and boiling water sounds heavy. And that's one thing to keep in mind, isn't it, James? You don't want to pack so much that you can't comfortably carry it.
Right. And I love the wagon idea. Another thing that I've done in the past, you know, those plastic snow sleds that kids ride on are perfect for hauling a lot of stuff, because they slide right over grass, gravel, sand, anything. You just load it up and just pull it behind you. So if you don't have a wagon or want to haul one, those little plastic sleds work great.
That's a great idea. Mary Lee, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. You can join in with your ideas or questions about making a great picnic. Again, 800-642-1234. Now, James, I am with you. I think sparkling wine is the great all-around beverage. But what about some other options, especially maybe some non-alcoholic but festive options?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great non-alcoholic beverages like sodas and even sparkling waters. LaCroix is a huge favorite here around here, and they come in a lot of different flavors. Even just plain lemonade or iced tea that you make on your own and bring with it. Because again, you can put those in food safe containers and then freeze them, which actually helps keep your cooler cold. And so as it thaws out, then you're ending up drinking whatever it is that was thawed.
I think one of the important things about tools and things like that to have is looking at what you're packing and making sure you have whatever you need for each one. Often, as I said, you know, picnicking before play, there are a bunch of people around from whom you can borrow a wine opener, a bottle opener. But if you are on your own having a romantic picnic somewhere and you don't have one, you're going to be out of luck.
Right. And so a lot of times I usually forget those things. So lately I've been like, you know what, I'm going to get a nice bottle of wine, but make sure it's a screw cap.
There you go. On Facebook, Ruth said that the most important thing to bring on a picnic is bug spray. And I think that brings up one of the downsides of eating outside, the flies, or later in the summer, the wasps, which can be really, really persistent. Is there anything we can do about that? Or is it just something we have to take as part of the package?
Well, bug spray is a great one to always kind of bring around. I had a friend who would bring like the mosquito fogger. I'm not kind of wild about that one, but it did actually keep things calmed down nicely. Regarding ants and other crawling bugs, they're looking for food. So if you don't want to eat right away, don't pull the food out. So only pull the food out right when you're ready to eat, and then put it all away as soon as you're done. That way you're controlling like what they're going to be able, what they're going after.
And actually thinking about your idea of it doesn't have to be a candelabra, but maybe some kind of candle would be nice. Maybe a citronella candle or something like that could do double duty.
Or four or five of them.
Or four or five. Have the whole perimeter. And we won't talk about keeping Yogi Bear away, because hopefully that is not going to be an option.
Right.
Are there any other things that you bring to kind of set that mood? We talked about, you know, some kind of candlelight. We talked about a nice tablecloth, maybe blankets, cushions. Is there anything else that you like to bring, James, that kind of sets a nice tone?
Typically, I'll have a small Bluetooth speaker with me that I can hook up to my phone, and I'll just stream some music if we're not going to an outdoor concert or something like that. So that is one thing that always kind of helps kind of set the mood a little bit. What else could we do?
What about if there are kids, if it's more of a, you know, maybe multi-generational picnic situation, what do you bring to keep the kids happy?
Games, lots of games. I remember as a kid growing up, Mom had everything planned out, and there were always things to do. There was always like bean bags to play with, or if anyone remembers those lawn darts.
Oh, sure.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, we had a great time, but I mean, like, talk about a safety risk there. But we never seem to impale anybody. But just things for kids to do. And since you're probably going to be out of Wi-Fi range or anything like that, it's a great time to get them off of those electronic devices. So bring things for them to do, because they do get bored very, very fast.
What are some of the places that you like to go? I mean, really, a picnic could be even in your own backyard. But are there particular places that you like to head out in Wisconsin?
Since I live down in Kenosha, I loved going to Petrifying Springs. It's a beautiful, I think it's like about 900 to 1,000 acres, and there's a lot of open spaces for people to do picnics and things like that in. I also like going to the beaches. I mean, there's a lot of great areas to go here on the Lake Michigan waterfront, but there's thousands of lakes around here, and so they're all really fun to do. Think of it as you go to the Brewer game. It's like it's a tailgate, but it's also a picnic. So it's the same philosophy still apply. So pretty much anywhere. And even when I go on road trips, I will still bring food because I like that option better than the restaurant options that you usually see on the interstates.
Let's take a quick call from Beth in La Crosse. Hi, Beth.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. What would you like to share?
I said leave the Bluetooth at home and bring a small Victrola. I have a Peter Pan gramophone. It's the size of an old Brownie camera. And you bring a couple 78 records that play Italian or French music. Fantastic.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing accompaniment for a picnic. Do you do that often, Beth?
Well, I used to, and we're going to restart because I had a spring break on it, so it's going off to be repaired. And then we'll be back to all those romantic picnics in the park.
Wow. Well, Beth, thank you so much for sharing that. And whoever's picnicking with you is certainly lucky. James, that seems like a perfect place to leave it. That sounds like a great way to picnic.
I love that touch. That's so cool. I was thinking Bluetooth speaker, but go old school. That's great.
Well, James, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure.
That was James Shend, the deputy editor of Taste of Homes magazine. He was with us today to give us the do's and don'ts of how to pack a great picnic this summer. If you go over to WPR.org/Food Friday, we've got some great recipes there that James shared with us. We have picnic fried chicken that starts out with letting it sit in buttermilk for a while. There's also a great side salad, minty watermelon cucumber salad, and individual picnic berry shortcakes. Again, you can find all of those over at WPR.org/Food Friday.